AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. South Carolina is expecting sunshine today after days of rain. But officials are warning it'll take weeks for things to return to normal from that historic rainstorm. Teresa Sumter was forced out of her home in Columbia.
I just stopped praying. That's all I did. I just stopped praying. And they said, well, Lord, just take care of us. And he did. It could have been worse.
She's staying at a shelter now. And although the rainstorm is over, authorities are warning that the flooding may force more people out of their homes in the area. At least 12 people died in the storm that battered the Carolinas. The search continues today for those who were on board that U.S. cargo ship that sank off the Bahamas during a hurricane. They've spotted one body. A law enforcement official says the gunman who killed 9 people at a community college in Oregon left behind writings in which he said that everybody else was crazy and ranted about not having a girlfriend. Students, faculty, and staff were given an opportunity to return to the campus yesterday, though classes won't resume until next week. Student Joel Mitchell was there yesterday.
A lot of people, I think, are going to kind of make themselves come back, and it might be too soon. So hopefully everyone just gives themselves enough time to really process what's happened.
President Obama will visit Umpqua Community College in Roseburg, Oregon on Friday. California Governor Jerry Brown has signed legislation that allows terminally ill people to take their own lives. He said he did this after considering what options he would want available if he were about to die. There are now 5 states that allow the terminally ill to use drugs prescribed by doctors to end their lives. The 2015 Nobel Prize in Physics has just been announced in Stockholm. The winners are Takaki Kajita and Arthur B. McDonald. This is AP Radio News. The Army officer who presided over Bo Bergdahl's pretrial hearing has made a recommendation on whether the soldier should go to trial. Here's our Tim McGuire.
An Army officer's recommendation on whether Sergeant Bo Bergdahl should face court-martial for leaving his post in Afghanistan 6 years ago will remain secret for now. Lieutenant Colonel Mark Visger oversaw last month's Article 32 hearing in Texas. He has submitted his report with his recommendation, but the Army isn't saying anything yet about Visger's decision. The ultimate decision on whether Bergdahl should face trial is up to General Robert Abrams, commander of the U.S. Army Forces Command. I'm Tim McGuire.
The top U.S. commander in Afghanistan will testify before Congress this morning, 3 days after the airstrike on the medical clinic in the city of Kunduz killed at least 22 people and wounded dozens more. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.